Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In Travel on Radio Bulgaria today, Pomorye Bay in the Eastern Balkan Range. A colorful panoply of sea and spa, rusticity, amazing landscape, wine and gourmet tourism. Crystal clear seawater, endless soft beach lines, unique rock phenomena sculpted by nature itself over millennia. Eco paths winding across country, untouched by human hand or by time. Delectable spa procedures, authentic customs and tradition. A myriad temptations for people with a taste for fine wine and local food. It is difficult to describe the panoply of rest and recreation opportunities that Pomorye Bay and the Eastern Balkan Range region has to offer. Designated to attract seaside tourists to the country's interior, this region incorporates the municipalities of Pomorye, Aitus and Turuen. Pomorye's three beaches offer all kinds of amusements like water ski, jet ski, water pedalos, hang gliders. The romantically minded can watch the sun dip into the sea at sunset or enjoy a cruise in the Bay of Pomorye. The combination of sea, sun and curative mud have made the town one of Bulgaria's foremost spa resorts. The biggest rehabilitation center in the Balkans and the spa hotels here offer tourists unique therapeutic and relaxation procedures. And all this seasoned with additional attractions at the foot of the eastern portion of the Balkan Range. What's more? What the guests from abroad visiting these parts enjoy most is the atmosphere of Bulgarian villages, the traditions and the crafts, says Sonia Eniova, chair of the Burgas Regional Tourist Association. One of our main attractions is the lemonade workshop in the authentic Bulgarian village of Kuzicino, on the ridge of the Eastern Balkan Range. There, visitors can see the only preserved lemonade-making machines dating back 200 years ago. And here, tourists can also take a ride in a horse or donkey-drawn carriage, or go and see the old wool-combing machine or the still-functioning watermill. In Ruen municipality, tourists can watch yogurt or white brine cheese as it is made and taste these organic products. The local population, 80% of whom are of Turkish origin, have preserved many of their traditions. This means our guests can witness the customs of a different ethnic group that makes part of the country's population. The rituals connected with different religious feasts are just fascinating and, of course, invariably accompanied by the temptation of homemade baklava or kadayıf. And another attraction, not to be missed, are the oil wrestling demonstrations typical of this ethnic region. The fighters smear their bodies with oil and then wrestle. The winner of the bout is called Pehlivanin, and his reward is a whole lamb, explains Sonia Eniova. Aitus and its environs offer a multitude of extreme tourism opportunities, like caving or hang gliding. The only sand speedway in the Balkans is to be found here, near Poroy village. International motocross races are frequently organized also, attracting numerous fans. And the ethnographic complex Genger in Aitus itself is a must-see. It is especially popular with tourists from Russia and the Scandinavian countries. Its name is derived from a rare and protected species of plant endemic to the rocks around Aitus. The word Genger comes from Arabic and means thistle. The plant's root system could reach 4 meters and protects the rocks from erosion. In the very center of the complex, there is an ethnographic house where the lifestyle of a well-to-do merchant from the 19th century has been preserved, down to the smallest detail, says Tanya Angelova, tourist guide at the ethnographic complex. This house actually existed in a village close to Aitus. Pictures of it were once taken. It was recreated in our day. Visitors can now see the authentic furniture, the everyday belongings of the inhabitants, as well as the farming tools. Close to this house are the pottery, the copper and the basket-making workshop. Our guests can get a taste of home-baked bread or try to knead and bake some themselves. And here you can find applied art craftsmen, women who crochet Bulgarian lace and make Bulgarian national costumes. The workers at the pottery workshop are heirs to the oldest artisan family in the town, the Orlovs. Everything here is as it once was. The instruments, the handworking of the clay and the potter's wheel. The only coppersmith in the region works in the complex. At the studio where he works, visitors can try their hand at making souvenirs out of tin or copper, explains Tanya Angelova, tourist guide. At the ethnographic complex cafe, visitors can take a cup of fragrant coffee on sand or taste what is known as white jam. And if you are one of the numerous fans of gourmet tourism, then the tavern is just the place for you. Here you can feast on tantalizing traditional food made of organic products and seasoned with aromatic local herbs. And there are also several wine cellars in the environs of the Bay of Pomorie in the Eastern Balkan Range. There you can taste the magical elixir, see the process of winemaking and try some of the high-quality Pomorie wines that have spread the fame of the small town far and wide. This has been Travel on Radio Bulgaria, presenting Pomorie Bay in the Eastern Balkan Range, a colorful panoply of sea and spa, rusticity, landscapes, wine and gourmet tourism. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.